Samsung Galaxy S9, OnePlus 6 and Google Wireless, Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host,
David Cannon. If you receive a notification during this week's episode, don't worry about it. It's probably another Black Friday newsletter. Hello everyone, it is David Cannon here. This is the Friday News Update, episode 53 for Friday the 23rd of November 2018, also known as Black Friday. And I tell you what, I have not had this many emails in a single week since the run-up to GDPR. But you don't need to read all of those emails to find the biggest tech deals on today, because I have the best ones I found right here, right now. So let's go through a few of them. You can get the Amazon Echo for £55. That's amazing. And the Echo Dot for £25. Plus the Fire TV Stick 4K for £35. And the Nokia 8 Sirocco for just £350 from Amazon, and the Galaxy Note 9 for £800 today. You can get the PlayStation VR for £180, the Google Home Hub for £100, you need to take advantage of that, a Samsung Galaxy A10-inch tablet plus a case from Currys for £150, plus a 4K 50-inch LG TV with the Google Assistant built in for just £380. Amazing. The Google Home Mini for £29 and the Xbox One S for £170 bundled with Forza Horizon 4. Amazing game. And you can get the Honor View 10 smartphone for just £290 today from Amazon. But you'll have to be quick on that because it expires very, very soon. As does £140 for the Fitbit Versa smartwatch. So those are my favourite tech deals for this Black Friday. Let's get on with the show now, because we have some huge smartphone rumours from Samsung and Huawei on today's show, plus a brand new phone from Honor. So let's get going. This is the Friday News Update, and first up this week, Honor have announced a brand new budget phone with a gradient glass back that looks really, really nice. So this is the Honor 10 Lite, and the main focus really is on the design. So we do have the gradient glass back in red or blue, and it kind of changes appearance based on what angle the light is hitting it at. So it'll look a bit different depending on what angle you're holding it at, and it'll look really, really nice. And it's also got really thin bezels, just a small chin and a water drop notch. So that is the really small notch that everyone's liking at the moment, like the one on the OnePlus 6T or the one on the Essential phone. So that should cause minimal disruption to the screen. You shouldn't notice it that much. So very thin bezels there. And that notch is cutting into a 6.2-inch Full HD screen. That is an LCD, but it should look pretty good. And we're getting dual cameras on the back, 13 megapixel f1.8 and a 2 megapixel lens of unknown aperture, which have more pretty useless AI camera features that just slightly optimize the picture. And they are also apparently really good in the dark. So if you're trying to take pictures at night, this will apparently work really well in the dark. And we're also getting a 24 megapixel f2.0 selfie camera, which should be pretty good as well. We're also getting a Kirin 710 processor with 4 gig or 6 gig of RAM. So that should be very fast and smooth for the price. And we get GPU Turbo 2.0. So gaming performance should be a bit better than on other phones. Games should run a bit smoother. And we're getting a 3,400 mAh battery, should last a decent amount of time. That's a pretty good size battery. And we get EMUI 9, which, you know, isn't everyone's favourite interface. In fact, I don't know many people who actually like it, but it is running on top of Android Pie. So well done to Honor for getting Android Pie on here at launch, so we don't have to wait for it to update. It's also got iPhone-style gestures and this AI image recognition feature, which is kind of like Bixby Vision. It can translate text that you take a picture of, and it also recognizes products that you point the camera at and tells you where you can buy them, and it can recognize dog species and cars and food and tell you the calories in food, which is quite useful. So yeah, probably useful at times. And we are also getting a headphone jack, which is fantastic. So well done to Honor for keeping the headphone jack in here. But we get micro USB for charging. Come on, Honor. It's 2018. Nobody uses micro USB anymore. But I can kind of forgive them because they kept the headphone jack. We get up to 128 gig of storage, and there is a case in the box as well, which is a nice little bonus. So that is going to cost a bargain price of 1,399 yuan, which is about £155 or $200. But if it does come to the UK, it probably won't cost quite that cheap, because it costs the same in China as the Honor 8X, and that costs £230 in the UK, so this is probably going to be just over £200 if it comes to the UK, but it is available now for pre-order in China from vmall.com if you live in China and you want to buy it. It does look very, very good, although the Honor 8X looks a little bit better for some reason, so maybe consider that if you're not that bothered about the gradient back. But we've also heard about another budget phone from Huawei this week, who own Honor, that's pretty much exactly the same as the Honor 10 Lite. It's going to be called the Huawei P Smart 2019. It's still got a 6.2-inch Full HD screen. It's still got a water drop notch and a small chin. It's still got a 13-megapixel and 2-megapixel dual camera on the back. It's still got a 24-megapixel camera on the front. It's still got a Kirin 710. It's still got a 3,400 mAh battery. It's still got Android Pie. It's still got micro USB. It's still got a headphone jack. The only changes are that it's going to have 3GB or 4GB of RAM instead of the 4GB or 6GB of RAM of the Honor 10 Lite. And it's going to have 32GB or 64GB of storage, unlike the Honor 10 Lite 64GB or 128GB. So a few downgrades there, but we do get a Huawei P20-like Aurora glass back, which looks really, really nice. It's a gradient between light blue and sort of dark blue, or maybe you'd call it purple. It's going to look really, really nice. So that is going to be really cool. But the Huawei P Smart 2019 is almost certainly coming to the UK in 2019, obviously. We've also had a lot of rumours about the Galaxy S10 this week, and we're starting to piece together what the specs are going to be. So apparently there's going to be four versions. One is going to be a budget 5.8-inch model with a single camera on the back, so that's probably going to be a kind of mid-rangey Galaxy S10. But that's going to come in black, white, green, and yellow colours. Those are weird. And we're also going to get 5.8-inch and 6.4-inch flagships. The 5.8-inch model is going to have dual cameras, and the 6.4-inch model is going to have triple cameras. And there's also going to be a special edition with 5G, six cameras, two on the front and four on the back, and the quad cameras on the back will apparently improve photo quality somehow, which will help Samsung a lot, because they're now kind of lagging behind the Pixel and the iPhone in photo quality, and it's going to have a huge 6.7 inch screen and up to 512 gig of storage, and a ceramic back instead of a glass back. So it'll be very, very premium there. But it'll come in black or white only, apparently. So not so many colours, but would you really miss a green and yellow colour? But it will also apparently have reverse wireless charging, just like the Huawei Mate 20 Pro. So you'll be able to put another wireless charging compatible phone on the back, and this Galaxy S10 will be able to charge the other phone wirelessly. And we think Samsung will call their folding phone Samsung Flex or Galaxy Flex. So, bit of a weird name, but it does describe the phone pretty well. We've also been hearing about Huawei's folding phone this week in some rumours. So they have trademarked four names, which they're deciding between. So it may well be called one of these names, Mate F, just like we thought the Galaxy F was going to be the name of Samsung's folding phone. Mate Flex, just like Samsung's folding phone is now rumoured to be called. Mate Flexi, which just sounds ridiculous. That sounds like some kind of terrible nursery toy you might go to, like, the early learning centre and find. Weird. And the Mate Fold, which is a little bit boring, but maybe the most sensible out of all of them. So yeah, one of those may be the name of Huawei's folding phone. It's also going to be announced at the Mobile World Congress 2019 next February, allegedly. Just a month before Samsung is rumoured to be announcing its own folding phone. And if you haven't heard about what folding phones are yet, they're basically tablets that you can fold in half and use as a smartphone and fit in your pocket. And Huawei's folding phone will allegedly have an 8-inch screen for using as a tablet, a 5-inch screen for using as a phone. So those are a little bit bigger than the screens on Samsung's upcoming folding phone. And it's also gonna have 5G. So yeah, that is coming next year, and it sounds pretty good. Google Duplex is now rolling out to a small amount of people. So if you've forgotten, Google Duplex is this new AI from Google, which will allow you to ask the Google Assistant to call up a restaurant itself and book a restaurant table for you, or book an appointment for something. So right now, a small amount of Google Pixel owners in New York, San Francisco, Phoenix, and Atlanta in America are able to use Google Duplex, only for restaurants, and a few restaurants aren't available, but it does work, and it's a really cool piece of tech, or quite frightening depending on the way you look at it. But it is very impressive that they've built an AI that can actually talk to a restaurant over the phone and handle unexpected questions and stuff. So that is going to roll out to more people later, but a few people are able to use it right now. So if you are a Pixel user in any of those cities, just ask the Google Assistant to make a restaurant reservation and give it a go. And finally, Qualcomm are announcing the processor that will be in all of next year's Android flagship phones next month on the 4th of December. And the invitation to this event, the Snapdragon Tech Summit, suggests that it will be the first processor with 5G support. So that is going to be really, really impressive. And we think it's going to be called the Snapdragon 8150. So bit of a new naming scheme for this processor, but we will see that in a month's time. But for now, thanks for listening and goodbye.